we're going to do today is we're going to provide a little bit of an introduction to a game that has overtaken the gaming world. It's an online role-playing game called World of Warcraft. So today we have a Warcraft expert named Invalid on the Kel'Thuzad server, level 60 priest, here to answer some questions about what the game is.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions about what a massively multiplayer online role-playing game is. Also commonly known as an MMORPG. And what these games are really is a new technology, well, thanks to modern technology, a new gaming platform launched utilizing the internet that thousands of players can exist in the same game world at the same time. This effect creates an incredibly rich and active environment in which interesting things can constantly be taking place. The MMORPGs provide thousands of hours of gameplay with nearly an infinite variety of goals to achieve across a vast world covering miles of land and sea. For World of Warcraft, we'll also be adding regular content, new content regularly, and ensuring that there'll always be new adventures, new locations, new creatures, and new items to discover as you build your character in a role-playing environment.
Now, let me pause here for a second to ask a question. What exactly do you mean by a role-playing environment? What is role-playing?
Role-playing is when you sort of set up a fictional alter ego where you have particular goals and objectives for, say, your class in this fantasy world, and you role-play your character as if you were that individual in this electronic universe and achieve goals. Grow, age, become more talented in certain things, more powerful, win in more challenges.
Okay, and another thing you said was also that new things are always being added to the game. How is this possible? Generally, when you purchase a game, the game is as it is when you buy it at that time. And if you want a new and updated game, they release it, the next year. I mean, how is this possible, them constantly updating it for your game that you purchased, months ago?
Well, being that it's a online role-playing game, you're continually connected to the internet. It's a prerequisite to play the game. So since you're already connected to the internet, and you're already talking to Blizzard, the manufacturer of this game, their infrastructure, they're able to transparently update your client software as long as you give them the permission to, and keep everything up to date, patching your computer automatically.
Well, that sounds very interesting. It seems like incorporating a new technology, there would be some sort of problems that they would need to troubleshoot. Since, as far as I know, this is the largest distribution of this type of game in history. So, what kind of problems are they running into, and what are they doing to take care of those problems?
Well, that's one of the brilliant side effects of having a massively multiplayer online role-playing game that's internet-enabled, is that the amount of feedback you can get from the thousands of players that are on that world simultaneously. It's really quite immense. The major task is prioritizing the things that people say back to you and implementing the changes over time, communicating what is involved in the patch as it goes out and updates all these clients, and crossing your fingers and hoping that everyone has done their job properly so as not to simultaneously down and disrupt every player of your entire universe. It takes a tremendous amount of planning, tremendous amount of technical resources, and overall, brilliant leadership in the gaming industry.
Oh, very interesting. So, other than World of Warcraft, do you know of any other games that have done this well or gotten this much attention, or of any games in the future that are being planned and created as we speak?
Well, there are a few others. This is one of the latest generations of this type of concept. Some of the other games are called EverQuest. That was very popular. However, the entire user base was pretty much nullified when this game came out because so many people converted, in a sense, to Warcraft. There's also another game that this company, Blizzard, intends to release at some point in the next couple of years called StarCraft, a new version of that, which will be MMO. There's another competing company called Horizon. They make an MMO. That's been, for the most part, a total failure. And Blizzard has also made some other things that are similar to MMOs, but more or less on a private internet-related technology they call Battle.net, and that's Diablo, which has been a tremendous success. Proceeds from their Diablo game most likely funded the development over the past 4 years of the World of Warcraft.
4 years took 4 years to develop. Wow.
It's kind of like making a movie. The amount of production crew that's required to go into it, actors, voice talent, symphonies, orchestras, music, the creative writing involved to make the dialogue, the software development required to make everything work, the graphics, the creative talent. You have painters, graphic artists, 3D modelers, animators. Massive crew.
Very interesting. I'm happy you bring that up, too, because we are just about out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and end this session with a little piece of Warcraft music, and we can see just the composition that's necessary to go into this sort of game.
This particular piece is from the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It utilizes 1,000 people using 300 different kinds of instruments. Over a 12-minute cycle, we'll give you a little sample of it. It took 2.5 years to write.
I apologize profusely for any inconvenience my murderous rampage may have caused.